SBS Radio.
Nakakita ng malawakang paglipat ang industriya ng entertainment sa pagsasanib ng dalawang pinakamalaking media companies. Nabili ng Disney ang 21st Century Fox sa isang kasunduang nagkakahalaga ng 71 bilyong dolyar Amerikano, isang kasunduang maaaring mauwi sa mas murang bayad ng mga manonood sa kanilang bahay. Narito ang ulat na tinipon ni Allen Lee na isinali namin sa ating wika. Ang kasunduan ay malamang na magbago sa media sa kahabaan ng mundo. Ang dalawang higante sa entertainment ay may kontrol sa ilan sa pinakamahalagang franchise sa planeta.
I've been waiting for you, Obi-Wan. We meet again at last. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Only a master of evil, Darth.
Ang Star Wars, Marvel Super Heroes, The Simpsons at Pixar Animation ay nasa ilalim na ngayon ng isang bubong bilang bahagi ng isang estratehiyang hahamon sa higante sa streaming na Netflix. Ang 71 bilyong dolyar na bayad ay magbibigay sa Disney ng nakaplanong streaming service, ang Disney Plus, na bagong malaking laman ng popular na may palabas. Sinabi ng financial analyst Max Wolf na ito ay isang malaking kasunduan.
So it's certainly very impressive that we made it through, and that it looks like we're going to have the largest media company in the world by a wide margin, and it looks as though we were all waiting for Disney to plunge into the streaming business, and they're going to plunge into it with a 60% ownership in Hulu. So they're going to plunge into it already number three, kind of when they flip the on switch, and they're going to have Marvel and Pixar and Star Wars, and they're really going to have quite an arsenal to and I think we're going to see maybe a little more competition for Amazon and Netflix a little bit faster than we had anticipated.
Ang streaming service na Disney Plus ay naglalayong makahabol sa nagpapatuloy na pagkawala ng mga subscribers mula sa tradisyonal na broadcast asset kagaya ng ESPN at iba pang cable TV networks. Nangangahulugan ito na kukunin ng Disney ang kasalukuyang pinuno ng palengke sa streaming Amazon Prime at ang nangunguna sa palengkeng Netflix. Sinabi ni Daniel Ives, Managing Director ng Wedbush Security, na may kontrol na ngayon ang Disney sa malaking sektor ng palengke at inilalagay ang studio sa kung saan nila gusto upang makapaghanda sa paglulunsad ng kalabang streaming service.
In the closing of the Disney-Fox acquisition, it really closes a major chapter for Iger and Disney. I mean, they really needed the Fox assets to make sure that as a streaming franchise, Disney was going to be a legit player. And this is really what I view as the first step in Disney's, you know, potential encroachment on Netflix and others in the streaming world.
Kailangan ng Sydney ang magagandang TV shows at movies upang makumbinsi ang mga manonood na pumirma sa kanila at magbayad sa isa pang streaming service. Meron ng classic cartoons ang Disney katulad ng Star Wars, Pixar, The Muppet at ilan pa sa mga karakter ng Marvel kasama ng Fox. Maaari nang idagdag ng Sydney ang Marvel X-Men at Deadpool kasama ng mga programang ipinakikita sa Fox Channel kagaya ng FX Networks at National Geographic. Kasama ng produksyon ng Fox ay ang The Americans, This Is Us at Modern Family.
Disney and Fox, especially given how big Disney is and how much lives inside that empire, means that day one they have a compelling content stream. They have tons of TV shows that are already hits. They have a huge pipeline of products. They have a lot of America and the world's favorite films and film IP. So I mean, they're obviously a real content story on day one, which is amazing.
Narito muli si Max Wolf.
Disney and Fox, especially given how big Disney is and how much lives inside that empire, means that day one they have a compelling content stream. They have tons of TV shows that are already hits. They have a huge pipeline of products. They have a lot of America and the world's favorite films and film IP. So I mean, they're obviously a real content story on day one, which is amazing.
Makakatulong ang kasunduan upang makontrol ng Sydney ang mga palabas sa telebisyon at sinihan mula simula hanggang katapusan, mula sa paglikha ng mga programa hanggang sa pagdi-distribute nito sa pamamagitan ng TV channels, movie theaters, streaming services at iba pang paraan kung paano pinapanood ng mga tao ang mga entertainment. Tatanggap din ang Disney ng mga mahalagang data sa mga customers at kanilang ugali ng panonood ng entertainment na maaaring magamit upang magbenta ng advertising. Pero ano nga ba ang kahulugan ng mga ito sa manonood na publiko? Sinabi ng media analyst na Paul De Regarabedian na sa huli, ang mga manonood ang magiging panalo.
You know, I think at the end of the day, it's really about what the content is going to look and feel like to the consumer. All this stuff going on behind the scenes, that's fine. But what's going to really matter is where the rubber meets the road when this content is available to consumers both on the small screen and the big screen and how that's all going to play out in the decades to come. Because this is a long-term play. Bringing Disney and Fox together is monumental, and we're just at the beginning. We're only going to, you know, start seeing the manifestation of this in a few months, and then that'll continue over years. So it'll be very exciting to see how this all plays out.
Naniniwala din ng mga taga-Suri na ang pagkakaroon ng tatlong malalaking providers ng content na naglalaban sa palengke ng streaming ay magdadala ng ilang labanan sa presyo at mas murang bayad para sa mga manonood.
SBS Filipino, araw-araw tuwing alas 6 ng umaga o anumang oras, online.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.